This morning, this is the last time Joe's going to bring the word of the Lord to the 11:30 a.m. service in Tandragee. I want to welcome him. It feels strange me welcoming Joe because he was here a long, long time before me. And he was part of this fellowship a long, long time before many of you as well. But he's been faithful. He's been with us for many, many years. And he's served the Lord all across this province for about 40 years, preaching, singing, missioning, testifying. And it's an honour and a privilege on behalf of all of you to welcome Joe to the pulpit. And I trust that God will richly, richly bless him now as he brings the word of God to us. You know you're welcome, Joe.
After all I have listened to this morning, I feel just like pronouncing a benediction and heading for the door. I want to thank the Reverend Murray for his goodness to me over these past number of years. When Phyllis and I went through some very difficult times, I want to publicly thank this morning God's servant for his gracious ministry to us and how that he was a tremendous help throughout very, very difficult times. This morning I want to thank God for the privilege of being able to stand here today. You know, 40 years, it's not such a long time. But 40 years is very relevant in Scripture. We're told that Moses, for the first 40 years of his life, he was in the house of Pharaoh being taught to be a somebody. He was then taken to the backside of the desert where he learned that he was a nobody. God then took him with the children of Israel into the desert, and they wandered in the wilderness for 40 years. God taught him that he could take a nobody and make him a somebody. That's my testimony. 40 years ago, God took a nobody. I might have thought I was somebody, but I was a sinner, condemned and unclean. In the eyes of God, I was a nobody. God took me, cleansed me in the precious blood of Christ, and made me a child of God. And I say this morning, when you're a child of God, you're a somebody. And if you're here this morning and you think perhaps that you're not very important, if you're saved, you belong to Christ, you are a somebody. I thank God for the privilege of being here today. I want to read just one of my favorite psalms, the psalm number 13, as we turn to the Word of God this morning. Psalm 13. It's a lovely portion of Scripture. Psalm 13, how long wilt thou forget me, O Lord, forever? How long wilt thou hide thy face from me? How long shall I take counsel in my soul, having sorrow in my heart daily? How long shall my enemy be exalted over me? Consider and hear me, O Lord my God. Lighten mine eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death. Lest mine enemy say, I have prevailed against him. And those that trouble me rejoice when I am moved. But I have trusted in thy mercy. My heart shall rejoice in thy salvation. I will sing unto the Lord, because he hath dealt bountifully with me. Amen. And we know that the Lord will indeed bless the reading of his word to our hearts. Let's have a moment of prayer. Father in heaven, we thank thee again for the privilege of reading the word of God. the word that's forever settled in heaven. And now, Lord, as we turn to it, we would pray, give us each one that heart prepared of God to receive the word of God, that word that will lift up our hearts this morning, make our souls rejoice, and our hearts burn within us. Close us for these few moments into thyself. We ask it in our Saviour's lovely name. Amen. From sorrow to singing. What a journey. What a journey. This particular psalm was written at a very, very low point in David's life. He was on the run from Saul, seeking to survive long enough so he could find his rightful place as king of Israel. Now, during these moments of difficulty and despair, David discovered there's reasons here for hope. David still found hope within his heart. You know, one writer, when he spoke about this psalm, he said this psalm was describing man's extremity as God's opportunity. When we are at our wit's end, without resources, at a loss for a way out of our problems, we're perplexed, we're desperate, don't know where to turn to, we will find that that is usually when God begins to work. But friends, before God does anything about our situation, he wants, first of all, to do something about us, ourselves. And that's when we begin to draw back. Oh, yes, we want God to deal with our complications, but God wants to develop our character. We want God to change our situations. We want God to change our circumstances, but God wants to change us first of all. And that is why God allows circumstances in our lives. But what do? When we're in difficulty, going through a wee period of hardship, Lord, hurry up and get us through this. Lord, get a move on. It's time this was past. But God says to us, right, I'll move when you move. You know, there's times, friends, we have to make the first move. We have to cast our all upon him. And that's what this little psalm is all about. If you consider here David at this particular time, David in this psalm cries out to the Lord. And David questions the Lord again and again and again. David says to the Lord, how long? How long? How long? You see, David here is going through a time of great adversity, a time of great sorrow in his life. And David gets down before the Lord, and David, in his time of adversity, he pleads unto the Lord. Look what this poor child of God says. How long wilt thou forget me, O Lord, forever? How long wilt thou hide thy face from me? This child of God, he feels totally deserted by God. It is apparent that David felt separated from God at this moment in his life. You know, it must have been some time since David had enjoyed sweet fellowship and sweet communion with his God. And during this time of desperation, David cries out to the Lord, questioning the Lord how long this season of despair was going to last. David was feeling the pressures of life, and he feels very, very, very much alone. David felt forgotten of God, as if God no longer remembered his servant, as if God no longer thought about his child. Oh God, David is saying, do you not know where I am? Lord, do you not know what I am going through? Lord, do you not realize what I'm dealing with at this moment of time? And this child of God is brokenhearted. He says, Lord, I've tried to serve you. I have followed your directions all of my life. But Lord, you seem so distant this morning. Lord, you seem so far away. Lord, you seem so unconcerned about me. Ah, but you and I know as we read the psalm, certainly God had not forgotten David. It's easy for us. We're reading. It wasn't as easy for David. But in his time of loneliness, in his time of despair, that's just how David felt. Now, I know that we too have been in such a situation. We have been in those places. Places of loneliness, places of despair, times of heartache, times of trouble. We have had them all. And we have felt that God has forgotten us. Let me encourage you today, dear Christian. God never has, and God never will, forget one of his own. But there are times we will feel alone. There are times we will feel separated from him. Why? Because of life's hardships. Because of life's problems. Dear child of God, he cares for you this morning. David not only felt forgotten, but David felt forsaken. Listen to him again. Lord, how long will you hide your face from me? He felt as if God had left him to bear his burden all alone. In this moment of loneliness and confusion and despair, David wondered if God had completely abandoned him. But again, I'll say it, we know that that isn't the case. But again, I'm sure we've all had the same thoughts. Have we not questioned whether the Lord was near? Whether he understood our need? But I tell you what we've all thought. Lord, when are you going to respond? Lord, when are you going to do something about it? That's the human nature in us, isn't it? We must always remember that he has promised that he will never leave us, that he will never forsake us. There may be times when God is silent, but even in those times of silence, we're not forsaken. God will never let us down, child of God. And God will never give us up. And God will never let us go. I am his, and he is mine. He felt deserted. Listen to this child of God again in desperation. He also felt defeated. He says, how long shall I take counsel in my soul, having sorrow in my heart daily? How long shall mine enemy be exalted over me? The trials of life were overwhelming, and David struggled with what? With depression. That's a very familiar word nowadays, isn't it? This man had sought the Lord, but he only heard silence. His heart was filled with great sorrow, day after day after day, and it seemed as if the enemy continued to prosper. He felt forsaken of the Lord and defeated by his enemies. David had reached the lowest point in his life. He's totally deflated and he's totally defeated. Now, I say this without question today. I am sure that we have all dealt with these emotions as well. There are times when we have prayed on to the Lord, and it seems as the heavens were as brass. We feel as if the harder we try, the more grief and the sorrow we experience. Our lives, dear friend, are lived in the light of the Lord. We are to be seeking to please Him. And yet it appears that those who work against us, they seem to prosper while we suffer defeat. Now, I never would make light of depression and the struggles that are very real in the lives of many, many people. Far too long, people have considered depression as a lack of spiritual strength and maturity. Rubbish. Rubbish. I'm not going to name names, but I know men of God. And as far as depression was concerned, it was off the devil, and there was no such thing as depression. And they would have tore you asunder about it. That was fine until one day his wife was sitting in a dark room in a corner all alone. And she had to go to seek help from her GP. And she had to have treatment. And she was suffering from depression. I don't know what that man's thoughts are now about depression. Whether they've changed or not. But it was real in his life. And it was real in his wife. And it was real in his family. You know, friends, those close to God can suffer feelings of depression. We must bear in mind the delight of the enemy. Satan loves to paint a dark picture before those who are already struggling. He wants us to focus on the defeats and the failures. What does he do? He parades the accomplishments of the ungodly before us. And the devil wants us to believe that our God is no longer listening to us in our times of despair. And will even try to convince us that God can't help you anymore. But even in those darkest moments, my friends, we must do as David did and seek counsel from God within our souls. And even in our times of adversity, listen to me, you are not alone. And in our times of adversity, you will never, never be alone. I love the words of the wee hymn. And it just simply says, Jesus is always there. Jesus is always there. David goes through his time of adversity. But you know, friends, he gets to the stage in life and he says, I have to do more about this. I just can't sit here. So what does he do? He goes from sorrow to supplication. He begins to pray. He turns to God in prayer. And he pleads with God from within his time of adversity. Listen to him as he prays. It's a prayer of recognition. Here's a man, and he recognizes who he's praying to. He says, consider and hear me, O Lord my God. Although his situation was desperate, David knew in whom he had believed. Wicked men may have sought to destroy his life, but he knew deep down in his heart that he could call upon the Lord in his time of need. He may have been in the depths of despair, but David knew that hope was not lost. Listen to this child of God. Even in the midst of the valley, while facing great adversity, in this time of despair, we have got to be like him. We too must remember to whom we belong. Never forget, friends, our hope is anchored in the finished work of Christ and the eternal life that he provides for us. Life will be hard at times. There's people who today have this funny idea. If you want to get rid of all of your problems and all of your troubles and all of your cares, you get saved. And they're like butterflies that all just float away. That's rubbish. And there's people who would preach that this morning. I've said it many times. I always believed there was a devil. I wasn't saved a fortnight till I thought there was half a dozen of them. Things were that bad. And when the devil goes on the attack, my dear friends, you will have a rough time. And here's a child of God here. He had a very, very difficult time. Look at how this man pleads to God. In his time of supplication, during the hardships of life, he knew that the Lord would show to him his great love. He could depend on the Lord's great power. He could depend on the Lord's great grace to meet whatever need that lay ahead. And you know, friends, that is our hope this morning as well. Dear friends, never lose sight of Jesus, for he is always there. He prays, he recognizes to whom he's praying. But listen to his request. He says, "Consider and hear me, O Lord my God. Lighten mine eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death." David knew his enemies were stronger than he was. David knew he did not have the power. He did not have the might. He did not have the resources to overcome the difficulties. But David faces reality. And David remains confident in the Lord. David cried out unto the Lord to compensate for his inability. And he was saying, "Lord, I can't, but you can. Lord, I need your help. I'm going to perish. My life is in your hands. Lord, you're the only one who can save me from this, my adversity." What a request. At this moment, David, people will say, well, he did the only thing he could do. He did the best thing he could do. He prayed. He prayed. And David called upon the name of the Lord. You know, friends, our lives are always in his hands. But we seem to recognize it more when life gets out of control a wee bit. And all we want to do is for the Lord to respond. You know, if you're going through a time of difficulty this morning, if there's trials in your life this morning, listen to what the psalmist says. He says to us that the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ear is ever open unto their cry. I'm going to ask you a wee question, myself included. How long has it been since we have cried unto the Lord? As the late Isaac Hazley used to say, there's too many dry-eyed prayer meetings. And that's 40 years ago. Too many dry-eyed prayer meetings. How long has it been since we have wept before the Lord, making our request to him in tears? Look at the respect he has for the Lord. And I'll say this to young people. Be careful of how you talk about the Lord. Sometimes I hear people talking, and it's Jesus this, and about Jesus the other thing, and Jesus done the other thing. He's the Lord Jesus. Be careful how you speak about him. David realized that this wasn't about him. He was dealing with adversity. But he wanted above all to see the Lord's will done in his life. And he wanted more than anything else to see the lovely name of the Lord glorified in his life. I want to finish up. David goes from sorrow to supplication. And then when David's finished his prayer, what has happened? Suddenly this man's heart is lifted. He feels good. The Spirit of God has filled him again with a joy in his heart. So what does he do? He bursts forth into song. David says, "But I have trusted in thy mercy. My heart shall rejoice in thy salvation." You know, David, look at the source of his faith. Although life had been difficult of late, David never lost hope. David knew the source of his strength. He was not trusting in the abilities or the wisdom of men, but in the mercies of God. And as long as God was on his side, he would never, never, never fail. And this afforded great comfort, and this afforded great confidence to the child of God. My friends, we will face storms in life. We will be called upon to fight many battles. And very often we will find ourselves navigating a dark, dark, lonely valley. And if we're trusting in our own abilities, we're going to fail. But thank God we are trusting in one who will never fail. When I was singing, or used to try to sing, there was a little piece that I always sang, and I loved it. Never failed me yet. Never failed me yet. Jesus' love has never failed me yet. This one thing I know, as I onward go, Jesus' love has never failed me yet. He says, my heart shall rejoice in thy salvation. Look at his song of faith. He says, I will sing unto the Lord because he has dealt bountifully with me. You know, while contemplating the Lord's blessings, David was moved to offer a song of praise. The enemy may have been close at hand. They were. They were nearby. But David knew that the Lord was closer. God had preserved him up to this very moment of time, and David was confident that he would continue to provide. While in the valley of despair, David broke out into song unto the Lord, worshipping the Lord for his many benefits. The enemy must have thought this fellow has gone loopy. He's in total despair, his life's in disarray, and suddenly he bursts into song. You know, friends, if I could sing this morning, I would sing. And I would sing, for all the Lord has done for me, I never will cease to praise him. Dear Christian, you have a song in your heart, a song that the world cannot give. Lift up your heart today. Be joyful. Take home this wee psalm with you. And in the rough times of life, follow it. Times of sorrow, there's supplication. Get down to the Lord in prayer. And thank God the Lord will give you again that song in your heart. Lift up your heart, child of God, today. If you're feeling down this morning, lift up your heart. God is still on the throne. And he will remember his own. Maybe you're here this morning and you're not saved. You know nothing of God's great grace that we've been singing about this morning. You know nothing about the faithfulness of God in your life, the provision of God in your life, and you have to face the difficulties of life all alone. My friend, this morning, once more he stands with open arms, bidding you to come to him with all of your burdens. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And him that cometh unto me, I will in no wise cast out. Child of God, get a smile in your face. Get a song in your heart. Backslider, get back to where you once were. But dear sinner, best of all, why not trust the Savior that Joe Peden trusted 40 years ago? And I'll say it again. He never let you go, and he never let you die. Trust the Lord will bless this psalm to all of our hearts.
Amen.